Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Clouse. Batting second, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haller for a passed ball. Cranepool moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 1-0, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Altman reaches second base with a double. Christopher goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard bunts towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stallard for the out. Elliott moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Gonder and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2. And the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder strikes out. Haller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gonder out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lanier moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elliott is called out on strikes. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-0 in the game. Stallard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keane. Altman reaches second base with a double. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing right field. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball towards right. Cardenal settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cardinal. Elliott moves to second. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards the mound. Perry can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Charlie Smith. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing second base. Bobby Klaus now playing third base. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keane hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hiller moves to third. Duke Snider pinch hits for Jose Cardinal. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider now playing right field. Masanori Murakami now pitching. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott strikes out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-2 in the game. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing center field. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.